The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. If you've seen a student athlete, spoken to one, or maybe you're friends with one, how many times have you heard them say, "Sorry, I have practice," or "I wish I could, but I have a game"? Well, in this podcast, I, your GJ Sticks, will dive into the world of a student athlete's life through personal experience, shared stories, and a brand new perspective. Welcome back to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and on today's episode, I will be touching on the relationships between parents and student athletes and the pros and cons of navigating through life and the lessons we learn through one another. As a parent, you are faced with many challenges. And when it comes to supporting a kid who's exploring the world of athletics, you are also exploring that world as well. You may have played a sport in college, but it is different when you are watching somebody learn, because the way they comprehend different things or different sports, it's different for everybody. And in this case, you have to help your kid and support them in every way possible. And while they're navigating it, you are navigating it as well, because you are adapting to how they perceive everything and how they comprehend different rules of sports while they are also navigating what sports they like. During those young stages of exploring different sports, those kids are faced with a world of curiosity because they don't know their likes and dislikes yet, which is why at such a young age, us athletes we explore different athletics and sports, because we're figuring it out. And while we're figuring it out, our parents are on the sidelines cheering us on. And that's when that parent and student athlete relationship starts to form, because you guys bond over that sport and you bond over your accomplishments. Like myself, my very first sport that I played was basketball, and there was a league called MVP, and it was for little kids, and it was just plain fun. We were learning the sport all while learning basic fundamentals of that sport, and your parents were on the sidelines cheering you on and giving you advice and trying to teach you all while you were learning at the same time. I know it's tough for every family. Like, I was privileged enough to try almost every kind of sport. I played flag football and basketball and soccer and even lacrosse at such a young age, because I was blessed with parents who basically just said, "Yeah, go do it. Like, go try it." I was blessed with the privilege of getting to come home to my parents and say, "Hey, I want to try this sport," and then be like, "Okay, let's go get the gear," and then go to the tryout. And for some families, that's not doable, that's not possible, because financially some might not be as stable as others, if that makes sense. Some kids don't have that privilege of getting to come home and asking their parents, "Hey, I want to go try out for the soccer team," but their parents might be like, "Yeah, like, we can't really do that because we can't afford the gear or the sports fees." And it's sad to see, but it's true, and it's the honest truth. But on top of families who can't support, there's a difference between families who can't support and then families who force their kids into sports. They force their kids to play a sport because maybe they played in high school or college and they want them to carry on the family tradition of playing that sport because it runs in the family. Like my family, I come from a long line of basketball players, and I was not necessarily forced, but I was highly encouraged to try it because I had the basketball gene. My dad was natural born basketball player, and same with all of his siblings and his siblings' kids as well. My cousins, they all played basketball, but it took me a long time to realize that I wasn't playing it for myself. I was playing it for my dad. And it was unfortunate that I didn't figure that out until my final years of high school, because I didn't want to disappoint him. I didn't want him to be disappointed in me, because for so many years, that's all we bonded over. We bonded over basketball. That was our core topic in our relationship, the one core topic that we bonded over and could have a conversation over, and that was about it. But like I said, some families force their kids into these sports because maybe they were D1 athletes in college and they passed on the athletic gene like my parents did to me. But maybe these kids don't want to play sports. Maybe they want nothing to do with them, but the parents almost have tunnel vision when it comes to that, because they succeeded and they want to see their kids succeed, but maybe what they don't see is that they can succeed in other ways besides sports. And what parents don't realize is that by forcing their kids into these sports, this morphs their relationship over time to the point where the kid essentially is suffering in silence because they can't work up enough courage to tell their parents they don't want to be an athlete, that they don't want to play that sport, but that's all their parents know. And if they want to pursue something else, they're almost, I don't want to say shamed, but they are looked down upon, because maybe the entire family plays some kind of sport, but maybe they want to take up art, or they want to play an instrument. Like, there's so many other things and so many other hobbies that these kids can take up, but their parents only see one side of it, and it is that if they play a sport, they will succeed, they will get an education in college, they can earn a scholarship and go on, and maybe even be the first generation to go to college in the family. But there are so many other ways that these kids can get into college now. There are so many more doorways and opportunities for kids to explore the college life. Touching on my personal experience, I played basketball and lacrosse throughout my entire life. I played the exact same amount of years and had the exact same amount of experience, but the difference was I wasn't playing for myself. I didn't realize this up until maybe end of middle school, beginning of high school, that I was suffering, and while I was suffering, my dad was also suffering as well, because he wanted to see me succeed so badly, and he wanted me to go off into college and play basketball because that's all he knew. All of his family and all of his siblings and relatives, they all played basketball. My cousins, all of them went on to play in the collegiate level. And what he didn't realize is that for so many years, he was almost comparing me to them. He was comparing my skill level, he was comparing my work ethic, and it only severed our relationship that much more, because that's all our relationship was based off of, the fact that we both loved basketball when in actuality I didn't. I may have when I was in elementary school and some of middle school, but after a while, I started to think long and hard. I was like, I was dreading going to practices. When I signed up to do like personal trainings at another facility with my dad, I would dread doing that because if I had made a mistake, he would get upset with me and I felt like I was disappointing him, so that would just make me want to work that much harder. But I was not happy, and neither was he. He may have been happy that I was playing the sport, but what he didn't realize was this was not a healthy relationship that we had. And then came in my mom. For so many years, she knew that I was not going to be playing basketball in college and I would not continue my career at the collegiate level. What she did know is I loved lacrosse. Now, enter lacrosse. It was my sport. I loved lacrosse. I was the one who brought the sign-up/tryout paper up to my parents, and I said, I want to try out for the team. And going back to the privileged aspect of it, I was privileged enough to where my parents were like, yeah, okay. We went off to a sporting store the next day, and I got all the gear, and I was at the practice or tryout that next week. I was privileged enough to do that. And I'm grateful that I was able to do that. This just went to show, like, the difference between privileged kids and kids who didn't have that supporting, that backing behind them to pursue these dreams, these goals in life. But what I'm really trying to touch on is the fact that it took me so many years to work up enough courage to tell my dad that I didn't love basketball anymore. There would always be a part of me that would love it, and there were points and times in my life where I absolutely loved it and where I did see myself playing in college, but because I knew I wasn't playing for myself, I didn't want to disappoint myself, and I didn't want to disappoint my dad or my mom, because she knew for so many years that my heart wasn't in it. I would cry after every basketball game. I would cry after every practice, and it mentally drained me. It mentally and physically drained me. But what I'm really trying to touch on is that these parents who are navigating and supporting their kids through the athletics and through these sports, is they should be there to support the kid, to provide for the kid and aid to their injuries and nurse the bad mental days. You can help them, you can learn the sport, yes, but at the end of the day, this is their life. These experiences that they are having through these sports are theirs. They had their chance when they were kids to have these experiences, or maybe not. But this is their life now, and they get to navigate this. I think what I'm really trying to get at is that student athletes and parents adapt together. They learn together and they experience it together, but at the end of the day, it is the student athlete that is really putting in the most work, and the parents are there on the sidelines supporting them. I hope they are supporting them. In some cases, that isn't true, and that is a sad fact, but for the most part, the parents should just be there to support them and want their kid to succeed because they're accomplishments are theirs. Being a student athlete with supportive parents is a bittersweet story, to say the least. It is a harsh journey. It is a grand adventure, but overall, by the end of the day, you are still your number one supporter. And yeah, I think that's a good place to end. Thank you guys for listening. You are listening to The Sprained Ankle, and I'm your DJ Sticks, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.